بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. The kuffar of Makkah, the non-believers, just could not comprehend that how Allah Ta'ala will bring people back to life. But Allah Ta'ala explains that these signs are so clear in the world that anyone, if he sees them, he will realize the qudrat, the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has kept these things for us all the time to see. Sadly, we take material benefit of these things, which was secondary. The real benefit was to realize the actual purpose of all these things. So to answer that, which is not difficult for Allah Ta'ala at all, to gather the people again on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says, don't you just look around and see, وَجْعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ اور رَكْحَ ہمْنِ زَمِينَ مَنْ بُوجْ کے لِيَ بَحَارٍ اونچے. And in order to keep this world pegged down and let it remain firm, we have made mountains which are very, very high and very solid in their places. If a person just ponders about these mountains, he will also realize the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Mountains are so solid that they can't be moved from their places. And on the other hand, they are so high that they pass the clouds also. If we think of Mount Everest, how high it is, and right up there on top, what's the condition, and many other mountains also. So Allah Ta'ala has made these mountains so solid, and Allah Ta'ala has made them so high, and mountains have got roots also, the foundations which are in the earth, and that also is so strong and so firm. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala made وَاسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا اور پلایا ہم نے تم کو پانی میٹھا پیاس بجانے والا. And we have made water for you sweet and palatable, and it quenches your thirst. On the one side, the very solid mountain, so strong it can't be moved from its place. On the other side, the very soft water Allah Ta'ala has made. And then again, from the mountains, we find which are of solid rock, from there water comes out. Whose qudrat is this that from solid rock Allah Ta'ala takes out water? And not water only, that water becomes a waterfalls. And everyone goes and see the beautiful waterfalls. When it falls down, many of these waterfalls then run into and make a huge river. And till how many thousands of kilometers that river runs. And it satisfies the needs of so many people, their drinking, their farming, for their animals, for their land. How much of that water? And at other places, Allah made springs. From the spring, water comes out, and that makes a huge river, and it flows away. And what pure, pure water? What man gives us to drink may be recycled water, maybe water with so much of chemicals in it, but Allah's water is bottled and sold. And people are making so much money out of the pure water of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is water as we knew it, H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. But now we find how many minerals there are in water. Endless types of minerals there are in water. And what benefit there is in water for man, man can never enumerate enough. All this Allah Ta'ala has taken out from the solid mountain. On the one side we see these mountains which are so high, they get covered with snow. That is Allah Ta'ala's deep freeze system to keep that water for a long time. At the bottom, the water melts and it goes into the mountain and it makes its little streams and rivers underneath. And where and where that water flows, and people then use that water. Either it comes out as a spring somewhere. Either people bore holes and because there is a well there. All this is by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, who is that great being, and that he made the solid mountains and on the other side the soft water. So what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be judgment, and for some people there will be very soft judgments, very kind, and for the others there will be very hard judgments also. On the one side, Allah Ta'ala will show leniency to such an extent. And on the other side, Allah Ta'ala can take a person to task for just one small guna of his also. And Allah Ta'ala can be hard also. So all this should remind us of the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in these mountains, He has kept all our means of living. Allah has kept it in the mountains and in the land. We find that in these mountains there is water also, and there are what types of minerals which man needs also: iron, ore, gas, oil, gold, silver, platinum. All these things Allah Ta'ala has kept it in the ground. And Allah Ta'ala has given man brains, and Allah puts it in the brains how to take out all these things from the ground, how to use it, and how to satisfy one's needs. How much of all these things man is using all the time. So man who uses all this his whole life, we see people passing away regularly in front of our eyes. We go to Qabristan and we perform janazah namaz, and we bury the person, and then that body gets totally disintegrated finally. And then even if the body is burnt and the ashes are just thrown away, spread in the air, and the air takes it to different places on a strong windy day, or it is thrown in the sea and the waves take it to different places, so that Allah, who has got that great qudrat, what is it difficult to resurrect the people again on the day of Qiyamah? When Allah has got that qudrat, a person should have this full conviction of this great power of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and all these things should remind man of that final day, that when Allah Ta'ala will resurrect people again. But فَوَيْلُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هِي اُسْ دِنْ جُتْلَانِ وَعَلُوكِ. But unfortunately, very few people take heed of this clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. The vast majority just deny that man will come back to life. They deny the day of resurrection. They deny that there will be accountability. And this is a thing that a person should keep in mind all the time. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says, for those people who deny these realities, and all of our imaniyat, the things that we have to believe in Allah Ta'ala, the Akhirat, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the Malaika, iman is only that we accept reality. Don't reject reality, that is kufr. That you are rejecting the reality which is there. So Allah has made all this, and it is for us to accept it, believe in Allah, and give us tawfiq to prepare accordingly for that great and final hour and day. Wa akhirul.